Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend, Mr. David Dossie, Esquire, back on the show. David is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust, partner with Gallagher and Dossie Intellectual Property Attorneys. He's been joining us now for all these years to helping you and me to become smarter about our intellectual property, and I'm happy to say he's my intellectual property attorney. David Dossie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you. It's always an honor to be back.
Good to have you back. Hey, you know, David, I know one of the things we're going to talk about today is making sure that you get proper legal advice, and not after the fact, but before the fact. Be proactive about it. And I couldn't help but thinking about you and how you and I got together, how we met. You took issue with something that appeared in my newsletter, and I said, well, heck, come on the show and let's argue about it. and you did, and I liked what you had to say. And at that time, I was starting to create more and more intellectual property besides copyrighted stuff. And I said, hey, I need an IP attorney. And so we started working together. So you started helping me develop my intellectual property strategy to the point where we created some stuff that had value, and when somebody tried to steal it, we were able to stop them. But I wouldn't have been able to have done that had I not worked with you in advance to protect myself.
Yeah.
So
I,
that
I
one little scenario
that you actually
is
practice what you preach.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That one little scenario though is an example of why you can't wait till you need an attorney till after the fact till you get into trouble to hire one.
Exactly.
Especially IP. Talk to us about that.
Well, I thought, over the years we've covered so many topics, and as with any small business, you're going to have your day-to-day issues that need to come up and be resolved, but then you've got those issues that, as a small business owner, you need to recognize are the type of issues that have the potential to really doom your business, you know, the ones that could cause the doors to close or mm-hmm. to cause you to have to lay off a significant amount of staff. And it's important to be able to recognize and distinguish those and put those on a higher level and deal with them appropriately. So recently I was reading an article about this, the top legal mistakes that can doom a small business. And usually I don't agree with most of them, but this one particular author named Ross Kimborowski, you can Google him and find his articles, and he had a good list. And I liked his list because six of the top 10 things that a small business can sink a small business mistakes are kind of touch on intellectual property. And I, seeing this day in and day out, I could not agree more that people often don't appreciate that intellectual property issues really, if not addressed, can horribly impact a small business.
Well, and the point I made before you in the first part of the hour when I told the audience you were coming is that increasingly every year more and more of us, including small businesses, including the smallest of small businesses, the leverage that we go to market with is intellectual property assets and not so much physical assets. I mean, every day, every year that more of your world is in the cloud, that's what's happening, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah, so this is it's been going on for a long time with major corporations, 30, 40 years, but it's been happening increasingly for the last 20 years for small businesses, and the more you spend time there, the more you need to protect yourself there, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You know, and one of those key IP mistakes was just what you led in with, failing to get legal advice when appropriate,
mm-hmm.
and not after the fact. And the second IP mistake that can sink a small business is litigation. And those two go hand in hand, because yeah. if as a small business owner you recognize those potential big issues before they arise and erupt,
mm-hmm.
then you can go and get the proper legal advice and hopefully avoid the litigation.
Well, and that's exactly the point that I was making about my deal. I got my intellectual property secured, so that was the intimidation factor. When somebody tried to steal it, that was the intimidation factor that allowed me to settle it and avoid a lawsuit.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I would have had to have gone to court. Quick break, right back. We're going to talk some more. We'll talk about contracts after these messages. 20 Tell. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.